Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Tropical Storm Nestor is headed to Georgia. The storm's path will be similar to Hurricane Michael, which devastated southwest Georgia about a year ago. Nestor won't be as strong as that hurricane, but National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Wohl says people should expect gusty winds up to 45 miles per hour and some heavy rains.
So you should just hunker down, ride this one out, and it should be relatively minimal impacts compared to what we saw last year, for sure.
Wohl says the state could begin to feel the storm as early as tonight. It will be out of Georgia by the end of Saturday. As the storm moves toward Georgia, GPB's Sophia Salaby reports on parts of the state still struggling with drought.
The latest map from the U.S. Drought Monitor shows extreme drought conditions actually expanded in north and central Georgia this week. Greg Postel is a meteorologist at the Weather Channel. He told GPB's Virginia Prescott that recent rains are only enough to stop dry conditions from spreading.
We need things to change, not just on a sort of on a day-to-day basis, but we need something to get routine rains back into the southeast, you know, every several days or once a week or something like that.
But that could happen. Postel does predict a cooler and wetter second half of the month. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
The Atlanta Dream today announced they will have a new home next WNBA season. GPB's Ross Terrell reports it'll be in College Park, south of Atlanta.
Starting in 2020, the Dream will play their home games in the new $46 million Gateway Center Arena. Last year, the team played in State Farm Arena in downtown Atlanta. Here's Dream owner Kelly Loeffler on the move.
There was a business decision made at State Farm Arena to not bring the Dream back, which we completely understand, and we also viewed this change as an opportunity.
The Dream struggled with attendance last year as they won a league-low 8 games in their 34-game season. The new Gateway Center Arena will seat 3,500, down from the 21,000-seat State Farm Arena. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in College Park.
And I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.